light.
The puppy's squinting.
Oh, here you go.
Why do we suddenly now, last couple of weeks, we need light? Those pictures have been fine all this time. 107.7 The Island is your station for ongoing light arguing on Tuesdays with voice for companion animals. Hi.
The illuminating interview.
Oh, yay.
See what she did there,
see
folks.
What, see what I did there?
Hi,
Robin Mays with Voice for Companion Animals is here. Laura's taking pictures as we speak of this
award-winning photography.
Award-winning photography,
yes.
Like the award-winning morning show.
Yes, the award
didn't actually win anything.
Yeah, I haven't won anything else other than a pat on the back.
You have a little baby in your arms.
I have. This is Prudence. She's one of the seven puppies.
What's her name?
Prudence.
Prudence. I thought you said poodles.
Step out of your ear so you
poodles running out of creative ideas there. I see.
Yeah.
Prudence. Why Prudence?
We named them all after something judicially. We have jury, justice, honor, prudence, misdemeanor. All named, hoping that one of these days.
Oh.
Is she a Labrador?
She dad was a lab. Mom is a Australian cattle dog, Staffordshire Bull Terrier mix.
So this is a smart dog.
This is a very smart dog and so sweet.
Does she have a lot of energy, or is she going to stay calm like this?
You know, I think she's. They have energy after they've gotten full bellies and all that. But you know, super smart. Mom's pretty mellow. Mom's pretty mellow.
I like the mellow demeanor. It's calming, isn't it?
Look at those big.
She just as soon cuddle with you or her siblings. Yeah.
Look at your big paws. You're so cute.
Again, like last week, her coat is like silk.
Yes. Her siblings are either a straight black coat or they've got some waves. She's got a little bit of wave to her.
Is it my imagination or is the rear end a little oversized?
Big booty Judy?
She should have named her Judy.
Well, they all are.
Oh, no, maybe it was just the way she was sitting.
They all are fed well. They all eat well. We go to the vet this week for their very first trip, so that will be interesting. Seven chunky monkeys going. And they're going to be ready for adoption by this coming weekend.
She is absolutely beautiful. Now, I sense she's so comfortable with you, and there's an attachment there. I always meant to ask you this. When they do find their forever home, is there a separation anxiety?
For us, there is.
My mother always used to say, don't forget, they're not human. Like, do they not have that gene?
We try and humanize them maybe a little bit too much. They adjust quickly. They'll remember. They do remember us, and they remember the building. But they adjust very quickly, especially when they find fabulous homes who understand their needs and work with them to make a great fit.
Hi, sweet pea. Yes. Hers is a good girl.
How old an animal?
8 weeks.
8 weeks.
Yeah.
How much bigger?
We're going to get, Mama's probably about 40, 45 pounds-ish, so we're thinking maybe that big, maybe just a teeny bit bigger.
That's a decent size.
It's a good size and a comfortable size, and if she's half as smart as her mom and amazing as her mom, we're going to be very grateful.
Yeah.
Are all these questions things that you've already covered and I'm just asking them again? Because I wasn't. Okay.
No.
Cheat those ears.
It's a distracting environment. This portion of the huge broadcast with Voice for Companion Animals and the adorable, adoptable pet of the week is brought to you by Pro Team Designs. Designs that speak your brand for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Free quotes and superior service. Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook or ProTeamDesign.com.
I even brought you our new fundraiser that Laura saw. I know Laura saw it online.
I saw it. It's hilarious.
Do you know someone who needs to be pooped on? Maybe you've just had enough of someone's crap. Join in celebrating Voice for Companion Animals Anti-Valentine's Day. $10 And they'll put the names of somebody you dislike in a litter box, and you know the rest. The cats and the kittens do their thing. Fantastic. Yay! And money goes to a good cause. So hurry, reserve your poo box today. There's a phone number here. You could give them a call. Give me a call, and I'll hook you up with this this information. They are located, Voice for Companion Animals, on South Webb Road in GI. You should call first. Or are you open every Wednesday?
Wednesday and Saturday from 10 until 2. You can stop by. You can message us. We have Venmo, PayPal, if you just want to do everything online. We've got some forms. We can talk to you over the phone and get your information, so you do not have to leave the comfort of your own chair.
Register for your poop box today.
That's right.
Laura, before I was talking about pro team design, should we get like dog and cat clothes?
We were talking about...
That's something that we're working on with Craig.
Talking about scarves.
Yeah.
He's going to make sure that happens for us.
And that's something that's definitely... I'm like, I could see Prudence in like a doggy sweater.
A little pink scarf.
Oh, yeah. Now we're going to do some cute little, little bandanas.
Good idea.
Little bandanas.
Fantastic. Well, Robin, as always, thanks for everything that you do there.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Is it, does it get easier as time goes by, or is every day different?
Every day is different. Some days is a little bit more frustrating than others. We're always just grateful for good people, great volunteers. Saturday was a really great day. A lot of good traffic, a lot of people who didn't know about us stopped. People are getting tired of the weather, and we're so grateful to be out and doing something without hitting all the crappy roads, slick roads. So there was a lot of foot traffic on Saturday, and it was a good day.
That's fantastic. Beautiful, beautiful animal. Thanks for taking time out each and every week, and give my best to all your volunteers.
I will. Thank you.
Really? Can we get a good picture of you? I need you up on...